beautiful Saturday morning with our urban farmer, Greg Peterson. It is a beautiful day to be outside in the soil. Of course, regular listeners and readers of our newsletter subscriber knew that Greg was going to be in today. I will tell you what, if you're not a subscriber to our newsletter, Jennifer Guya, Guya rocks it. She has really gotten that newsletter dialed down to a much cleaner format. And if you read it, you know that that was that might have been an action sign to follow up for some tickets we have. Our KTAR flagship station has so graciously provided us with a bunch of sporting tickets for our listeners. If you'd like to, you've got one segment left here to join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. If you'd like to talk to the urban farmer as he talks about what is in a seed.
Very good. Very good. What is in a seed?
What is in a seed?
What is it? What tells that seed what to do and what to produce?
There you go. So here's my spiel on seeds and which seeds you should use. So I'll start with, you know, people have heard of genetically modified or GMO seeds. Basically, genetic modification is a process by which they move a gene from one species to another. It's not something that happens in nature. The good news about genetically modified seeds is that the companies that do them, they don't want to sell to home users like us. So they're not going to sell us a $3 packet of seed. They want to sell a lot of seeds.
Yeah, they want to sell a trainload.
Exactly, exactly. So it's not generally something that we need to be concerned about in our garden.
Okay.
And, you know, for anybody that's really interested, there's lots of resources on the internet. Go research them. The next kind of seed that that I will use in my garden is a hybrid seed. A hybrid seed is where you take watermelon A and watermelon B and you cross-pollinate them and you get watermelon C, which is, oh, by the way, seedless.
Okay.
And really sweet, one of my favorite kinds.
Okay.
Okay. In fact, one of my favorite days of the year is first day of watermelons.
All right.
I love watermelons. However, the challenge that we have with a hybrid seed is that if you do get a seed out of that watermelon or you buy a hybrid pepper and take that seed and replant it,
yeah,
it'll probably grow.
Something.
You may or may not get something that resembles the pepper that it started with. It'll probably be edible. You know, there's not a lot of genetic stability in a hybrid. And it's always fun to plant hybrid seeds. Just to see what you get. I experiment a lot. I tell people this all the time. Growing in the desert is one great big grand experiment.
Yeah.
I can share with you what works for me, and then you have to go experiment and see what's going to work for you. And you're probably going to fail. I tell people, I kill more plants. More plants in my life than you have, I promise. And not on purpose. The third kind of seed is an heirloom or an open pollinated seed. Those are my favorite kinds of seeds to add to my garden. Because when they go to seed, they're going to produce a seed that will produce pretty much a genetic duplicate of what you started with. So as I mentioned parsley earlier,
yes.
I have wild parsley growing all over my yard. It's been growing there for about 10 years.
Okay.
I have nasturtiums that are growing wild in my yard, arugula, lettuce, garlic. All these things I planted in the decades past.
Okay.
And they just come back year after year after year. And I didn't have to do that work. That's the lazy farmer in me.
Okay. That's interesting. So it could pop up anywhere.
It could. And they do. In fact, I've got a lettuce growing right in the middle of my lawn right now.
What will you do with a lettuce right in the middle of your lawn?
Well, usually, so what I've started to do with my lawn is plant out other things in my lawn so that when I mow it, it's not just grass that's going to the chickens.
Okay.
It's parsley and lettuce and, you know, other things.
So, boy, you've got a well-rounded piece of property there.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and these, again, I'm watching nature.
Yeah.
And I'm doing what works in the flow of nature so that I'm not, you know, that I'm not fighting nature. It just makes life easier.
Greg Peterson, the urban farmer. You do a lot of blogging.
I do.
How can people access your information?
I'm at urbanfarm.org.
Okay.
You can check it out. You can sign up for our weekly podcast email that we put out. I put it out three podcast topics a week on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. You can always go to plantingcalendar.org and download your free planting calendar, and that'll put you on my email list.
Okay. And you do events on a semi-regular basis, right?
Yeah.
Invite people here and there.
Yeah. We do, like this afternoon, we're doing at our nursery, we're doing a worm composting class.
Okay.
You know, how to worm compost when you're going to build a worm bin. So we do things like that and tours of the urban farm. In 2 weeks, we're going to be out at Jake Mesa's Longevity Garden out in Mesa, or out in Tempe. So you'll be able to tour that. And, you know, those are the kinds of things. Really, my goal is to inspire people to do this kind of stuff in the yard by showing it to them.
Okay. Give it a try.
Yeah.
One of the biggest mysteries in the entire universe is, where do the worms come from?
I know. Isn't that amazing?
I mean, when we did our first mm-hmm. garden, I didn't put any worms in there. Mm-mm. And it was just dirt. It mm-hmm. was just desert dirt.
Isn't that funny?
And we just started watering it.
Yeah.
And then as you're in there harvesting something, a worm comes up.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Exactly. I want to touch on one more thing real quickly. In the first segment,
I said... 30 seconds.
I got 30 seconds. There's two things to boost your garden soil.
Okay.
Mycorrhiza.
Okay. Available where?
At my nursery.
Okay, all right.
You can email me, greg@urbanfarm.org, and I can get you a location for it.
Okay.
Same with the azomite. Azomite is rock dust, and it's micronutrients. And add those two things to your garden, and it will boost your garden. So shoot me an email, greg@urbanfarm.org, and I can hook you up.
Greg, we certainly appreciate you joining us and sharing your vast wisdom on knowledge and growing edibles in your yard. Yeah. Awesome. Thanks a million for joining us.
Thanks for having me.